My teacher, Rabbi Weinberg, used to say that the 48 ways are so powerful that when the non-Jewish world discovers even one of them, they make a whole religion or philosophy out of it. His example was our way today, number 9, Betara, purity. He pointed out that one aspect of Betara, intellectual purity, was the basis of transcendental meditation. But that is only one part of the way. Another aspect, emotional purity, is the basis of a psychological movement called neurolinguistic programming. One part of emotional purity is used by Tony Robbins for his famous firewalk. And another aspect of Betara, goal purity, is used by almost every business book. So there is a lot in this way. We will do one part today and part 2 tomorrow. The word Tara, purity, means something unadulterated. Pure gold means gold without any impurities. As a tool for living, it means to use the different aspects of a human being, mind and emotions, in a fully concentrated way, with nothing else getting in the way. To do this, realize that you have the ability to control and direct yourself in any way you desire. If we aren't paralyzed, we have the ability to control our hand, even though we have no idea how we do it. A thought, I want to move my hand, somehow creates an electrical impulse from the brain, sent down through the nerves to the right muscles, and presto, my hand moves. In the same way, we can control our thoughts. We just have less practice in doing it. That's the basis of transcendental meditation. And we can control our emotions, even though we're used to them being out of our control. That's the basis of neurolinguistic programming and Tony Robbins' firewalk. The first aspect of purity is intellectual purity, getting control of your mind. Most of us have a lot of difficulty doing that. Right now, many things are going on in your mind. You're listening to this talk, but you may be noticing the kids in the background. You're worrying whether or not you'll get a raise. You're thinking that it's almost lunchtime now. We call a person who has a lot of thoughts passing through his or her mind scattered. And that can be a problem. You may be distracted and unable to think out an issue to make a decision, or have trouble listening to what someone is saying, even if you want to. You take longer reading that report, or coming up with the correct strategy, or ending up getting into an argument with your spouse because your mind drifted to something else and you missed something he or she said. How often do we begin to think of other things when we are praying to God? We miss a lot of what is going on in the world because we don't focus our minds on it. Many psychology experiments have been done to show that people usually see what they think is in front of them, not what is really there, because they don't concentrate. Even concentrating on a plant or a flower, you will see much more than what you realized before. Imagine if you really concentrated on your children. Transcendental meditation is a technique for focusing your mind, but you can do that without paying all your money to the guru. Just realize you are the master of your mind, just like you are the master of your hand. Just like you can control your hand to pick up something on the table, even though you don't know how you do it, you can control your mind to concentrate on the book or the person in front of you. How do we see this is true? When the report is due for tomorrow, we find the ability to concentrate. When we are being told news that we are interested in or feel we really need to know, we concentrate. Why? Because we want to. Our mind listens to what we want, just like our hand does. So the key to concentrating is deciding you want to make the effort to control your mind. It isn't easy at first. It takes a baby time to learn to walk. When you first started to put on tefillin, it wasn't easy. But when you keep doing it, you get better at it. Some of the tools of the 48 ways can help you concentrate. Speaking out loud or writing things down from number 3 of the 48 ways can focus your mind. Fear, appreciating the consequence of not focusing in this situation, can do it also. Searching for what interests you in the subject, a later one of the 48 ways, can help you concentrate, especially when you're learning Torah. What is the best use you can make of the powers of concentration? The rabbis quote a line from Tehillim, "I keep God in front of me always." Take 2 minutes to concentrate on the fact that God is always with us. Do it every day and it will become easier. The deepest use of the power of concentration is for meditation. Not just focusing on a meaningless mantra like TM does. Concentrate your mind on a subject with meaning, like love of God. What we've just talked about is only one aspect of Betara. In the next section, we will do some of the other aspects.